A move towards greater equality for same-sex couples may end up costing some of them money. Gay and lesbian couples on welfare will be forced to disclose their relationship to Centrelink. The government says it's in line with reforms introduced last year, recognising all de facto relationships equally. But it could see people's benefits reduced. The gay and lesbian rights lobby welcomes the broad reform agenda, but wants fairer transitional arrangements. And it argues that people aged 55 and over should not have their pensions cut at all. Richard Lindell reports.
Last year, the federal government changed more than 80 laws to eliminate discrimination against same-sex couples. The reforms give gay and lesbian couples equal rights across a range of areas, including family law, tax, super, and welfare. But the welfare changes are a double-edged sword. Now recognised as a couple, same-sex de factos will no longer be able to claim two single pensions. Human Services Minister Senator Joe Ludwick says the reforms bring both rights and responsibilities.
We've launched a significant campaign to ensure that same-sex couples are provided information, and we've launched a campaign which is entitled Couples Are Couples, because at the end of the day, what we want to make sure is that people who are going to be affected by these changes, both beneficial and those people who may have to advise us about changed circumstances, that they can prepare for that and let us know.
The gay and lesbian lobby says the reforms are long overdue, including those affecting welfare. But it says some will find it difficult to adjust, and it's calling on the government to put transitional arrangements in place. Spokeswoman Emily Gray.
We're only asking for a grace period of 12 months for people on pensions and allowances in same-sex relationships. But for people on the aged pension, as at July 2009, we're asking that these people should still be treated as they're being treated at the moment, because it's very difficult for elderly people in our community to adjust their circumstances at such a late stage. When we consulted with our community in 2006 about the impact of reforms at a federal level, or potential reforms at a federal level, our community was very willing to take on new responsibilities along with the new rights that come with de facto equality at a federal level. But all we're asking for is that the government shows some lenience towards those people in our community who are particularly vulnerable.
Emily Gray says this is not about preferential treatment, and points to precedents set in earlier rounds of welfare reform.
The people who are on the aged pension and who have faced a lifetime of discrimination, that the government gives them the same leniency that they've done to every other group of people when major changes to social security laws have occurred. Some examples that we can give are the wife pension, the widow pension, the mature age allowance. For all of these pensions and allowances, the government has actually allowed people who are already on the pensions and who are of a certain age to stay on those pensions.
But the government says the transition has been gradual, and says a permanent exemption for pensioners is against the spirit of the law.
If you were to grandfather, you'd actually looking at how you'd be continuing differential treatment on the basis of sexuality in Commonwealth legislation. And that really undermines the entire purpose of the reform. And it's not always the case that grandfathering occurs. The changes to Family Tax Benefit Part B made in July last year were not grandfathered. What you would be doing is continuing discrimination against same-sex couples. This is about removing the discrimination. And I think we all agree on that it is now time to remove discrimination for same-sex couples.
Human Services Minister Senator Joe Ludwick ending that report by Richard Lindell.